Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Good morning, everyone. That was a very good service from Brother Steve. I'm not going to talk about it now, because we're going to praise the Lord a little bit.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. We'll rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice, for He has made me glad. He's made me glad, He's made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He's made me glad, He's made me glad. We'll rejoice, for He has made me glad.
Find the key.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
One more time.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. lovers of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4:7-8. Get all excited to tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited to tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited to tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Get all excited to tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited, tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Get all excited, tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Get all excited and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still. Jesus Christ is still. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. One more, you ready? Be bold. Be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid, no way. I am not dismayed, no way. 'Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. Because I walk in faith and victory. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid, no way. I am not dismayed, no way. 'Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with thee. One more time, be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid, no way. I am not dismayed, no way. 'Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I have a question for you. Do you believe? That's a pretty wide question. Covers a lot. Do you believe? It's a question that was posed to me this week. You know, there's a part of us that we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe to some degree. Because you have to, I mean, there's got to be something in you that believes in the Lord in some way for you to even want to spend the time listening to people talk about Him. But it's so much more than that. Do you believe that His word is true? Do you believe that it testifies against you? Do you believe that when He says you can do these things through Him, you can? Do you believe that He died on the cross for you? It's funny, it's kind of ties together with, for me, what I have seen this week is, do you believe ties in with, are you a respecter of persons and do you fear God or do you fear man? And I say it from this perspective. If you're a respecter of persons, you put certain people up on a pedestal. You esteem some more highly than others, which then makes you believe that you either are able to attain the same as them or you're not. And if you're not, then God somehow is not big enough for you in your life, but he is big enough for somebody else. The Lord has been chastening me on the areas in my life that I have put people on a pedestal and raised them higher than him and esteemed them as somehow worthy, and I am not. You know what? None of us are worthy. He did die on a cross for me. Learning to struggle, to fight, not to struggle, to fight the fight to believe against all unbelief. That's what we're learning. To have faith in Jesus Christ and not in us, not in our strength, not in our ability, not in somebody else's ability, but in Jesus. So I want to read some scriptures to you. I think somebody mentioned this morning. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 4, verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I think I heard that mentioned this morning. It's funny because it's one that came up in my, well, I believe the Lord gave it to me to preach today. So it's funny that it came up this morning, because when I heard it said, he staggered not at the promise of God. How often do you stagger at the promise of God? You falter. You fall. You quit. You give in. You stagger. You just get off track. You don't believe. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That's key. He was strong in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He was strong in faith, believing in what he couldn't see, and he gave glory to God. He didn't take it himself. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. These are words that we need to remember in those times that we stagger, that we are falling off, that we are looking at some other person as better than us and more worthy and more able to accomplish that which God has put before you to accomplish. When you are falling in unbelief and not standing in faith, and you only see how you are unable, you need to remember these words. You need to be fully persuaded that what he promised, he is able to perform. If you're not fully persuaded, you're double-minded. You don't believe. You have to believe. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straitly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Believe ye that I am able to do this? So I ask you that question. Do you believe that he is able to accomplish everything? through you his works? Or is it just Steve? Is he only able to work through Steve or Brother Steve or Brother Rick or Brother Phil or, you know, Sister Robin? Or is he only able to accomplish it through them? Or do you believe that he is able to accomplish it through you? He's bigger than you. Let me tell you, if you don't believe, you need to get on your knees, because he is able to do it through you. If you be willing, if you humble yourself before him, if you believe. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, all things, not some, not, oh well, the little ones, because you're not capable of the bigger ones, just the little things. All things are possible to him that believeth. I like the next verse as well. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. That's not an excuse to stay in unbelief. That was him recognizing he believed. He came forward. He came to the Lord, which means he believed. Lord, help me in mine unbelief. Mark 11. Verse 22 and 23. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Doesn't say have faith in Rick or Steve or Sue or anybody else. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. This puts all responsibility on you to believe, because he has given it to you. His word says it. Do you believe it? I'm going to jump around a little bit in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing in spite of what you see. Against what you see. Against what you feel and think and what is put upon your flesh to believe. Faith is believing in what you hope for. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith it is sometimes possible. Nope. Never possible. It is impossible. Possible to please God without faith, which means you have to believe. Verse 13 talks about these all died in faith. Yes. Verse 13 of Hebrews 11. These all died in faith. James one. I think Brother Steve may have mentioned this one. And again, another one that the Lord gave me. And then I heard Brother Steve mention it. James 1 verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Do you believe that? Do you receive that? The song that we sang, be bold, be strong, for the Lord our God is with thee. I am not afraid, I am not dismayed, because I am walking in faith and victory. Faith and victory. Because the Lord my God is with me. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Believe him. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him wanting to work for those who would have ears to see, ears to hear, and eyes to see, and a heart to receive the truth. For those who are seeking him, all he wants is a willing person, a willing people to go forward in boldness and in strength in him and his ability to move through them. Believe God and go forward in him.
That was a good message, Sue. Don't cry. All right, so where does this come from, little Miss Sue over there? It comes from her having to deal with a bunch of stuff that has called into question, do you believe? You know, we preach and we talk that you're going to stand before God and you're going to have to answer a question. He's going to ask you, do you believe or did you believe? And you're not going to be able to put up some sort of justification about not believing. It's going to be a yes or no answer, and it'll either be yes or no, and that's it. And you're not going to be standing with all your friends to support you. You're going to be there naked before God. He's going to ask you, did you believe? And truthfully, what's been happening in her life and my life and I hope your life is there are areas in her life that are coming up, and she's having to answer that question right now. Do you believe? Because the reality is that many, many, many of you do not believe. Now, how can I say that? Well, it's easy. You just look at you. See, if you believe, your life would be different. It just would be. And now I hear people talk, and they still are coming, trying to affect change in the life from the outside in. They're trying to, you know, I don't know if they think if they say it enough that it'll become real. It doesn't work that way. You know, there was a guy that asked Steve one time, what's the key? What is the key? What is the secret? And Brother Steve says one word, and he wrote it down. You know what the word was? Believe. Just one word. It's not believe and, it's just believe. See, if you believe on, one of the things Brother Steve said, believing in isn't going to get it done. Believing on gets it done. And there's a dramatic, humongous contrast that if you believe God, then the works of God you are going to do. They're going to be a naturally occurring. I go back to this over and over and over. They are just going to happen. They can't not happen if you believe God. I will go back again to my lemon tree. If I go out and tape oranges on it, it doesn't make it an orange tree. It's a lemon tree. Why? Because it makes lemons. That's what it does. We water it. It grows. It has flowers. They get pollinated. Boom, there's lemons. We get lemons out of the lemon tree. Beautiful little tree. If you believe God, then the works of God you will do. Another thing Brother Steve mentioned about how we've all experienced the works of God in our life, been the recipients of it, been witness to it, but how many of you have walked in them? And how many of you walk in them on a regular basis? You know, the old saying that, you know, a broken clock is right at least twice a day. Big deal. I want to go to Romans 10 for a moment. Now, we've been reading through Romans. It's been pretty interesting because we've been doing that in our family Bible studies in the morning. And seeing Romans in kind of a different light, I don't want to get off track too much, but there was a contrast that Paul was talking about between the Jews and the Gentiles in Romans. There was this sort of classism that was going on pretty heavy. And you know that exists today? It exists in the church today. It's the same thing. It's the same battle. And where you had the Jews that held themselves in esteem over the Gentiles, and frankly, then the Gentiles held themselves in esteem over the Jews, and all this kind of nonsense became all about them and not about God. You know, you see the same sort of arrogance in the church today. I'm going to read here Romans 10, starting verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God, for Israel, to God, for Israel, is that they might be saved. You know, this could be said of us for you. Right now, Brother Steve is in Vermont. And whether those in that ministry realize it or not, the sword that's coming is you either get your heart and self oriented appropriately, or you're done. And it is Brother Steve's desire, and it's my desire, and I bet you it's a lot of people's desire that you be saved, that you not be caught up in the judgment and cast off, but that you repent and you come and you've served the Lord in earnest and you put off the unbelief and the doubt and the pride and the self-justification and the self-righteousness and all the crap that you have lived in for so long, that you put that off and you cast it away and you repent before the Lord and you get on your knees and you beat away every imagination that would tell you anything that says gives you any place of justification for where you have been and what you have done. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that what? Believeth. There has to be the flipping of the switch in your heart from believing in to believing on. I don't know how that is going to work in you. I know how the Lord has worked it in me. But this goes back to that work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That getting honest with God, that getting real with God, saying, getting on your knees and realizing and recognizing that, God, I have sinned. I have fallen. I have walked in pride and arrogancy, and I have not obeyed the truth. And when you get to that point, when you can just quit all the crap and the nonsense and the things, yes, but. I mean, if you get yes, but in your thinking, you have not repented. And without repentance, there is no forgiveness. Without repentance, there is no forgiveness. Without repentance, there is no grace. There is no yes, but. There is just, Lord, you are right. And I have zero place to stand. I have zero place. I have no justification whatsoever. And you find that place in your walk with God, and your life changes. What Sue's been going through and what I've been going through, and I bet you a lot of you guys have been going through, is the light of God shining in your life, illuminating all the areas of unbelief. My little girl was sitting on the couch and we were having dinner, and frankly, she didn't want to eat her food, and she's got braces, and sometimes her teeth are sore, and she said, I have sensitive teeth, I can't eat it. And I called the BS flag on that. I need to carry little brown flags in my back pocket, and every time there's a foul, throw it up like an NFL game, you know, call it the BS flag, because that's what it was. I said, do you want sensitive teeth? Do you want that? There are so many things that people accept as they have to have it, and it's all nonsense. It's all justification. It's all pride. It's all, frankly, if you get down to it, you just don't want to do the thing. So you find any excuse you can so you don't have to do it and be justified in it. That's not belief. And while that was a seemingly insignificant, I don't think it was at all, because it outlines an underlying attitude that needs to be driven out of my child. But what happens when that comes to the things of God? What happens when that comes into your life, where the Lord puts something before you and all you can think of is all the reasons why you can't do it? And you allow that to justify yourself. You allow that to move you, not towards God, not towards the things He would have you do, not towards the place He would have you be, but rather away from it. What do you do? See, if you turn in and face those doubts, and you lean on Jesus, and you believe anyway, not because you could see a way through it, but because you can't see a way through it, and you know, regardless of what you can or can't see, if Jesus has given it to you to be done, it'll be done. Just believe. Sue's been struggling with some health issues. Does God want you sick, honey? No. So what are you going to do? Fight. And praise God, we're seeing movement for the first time in years. Amen. The solution hasn't been what the doctors are saying, because they can't find anything wrong with her. I can give you a list later. But medically, they can't find anything. So we know it's a spiritual thing. And the more she orients herself to just believing God and getting angry at the enemy and not accepting those things, guess what? You know God's word works, doesn't it, honey? Resist the devil and what? He will flee. Now you have to humble yourself. You have to submit yourself, therefore, to God. And you have to fight. Brother Steve was talking about earnestly contending for the faith. You know, it doesn't say to struggle to believe. It says fight against the unbelief. That's your fight. Your fight isn't, oh, I just need to believe more. I'll never forget the time. I hope I never forget the time. Sitting in Dad's kitchen back in South Carolina, and I was whining and moaning and complaining about some nonsense, and he pulls me, he says, very soon, look, it's not about you believing more, son. Fight against the unbelief. I said, what an interesting approach. It's almost scriptural. It's like the Bible says that. And it does say that. Labor against what? Unbelief. One of the things that Brother Steve said today, which I thought was really cool, and maybe it's just me, is the connection between gold and brass in this way. The work it takes to keep brass looking like gold. Doesn't matter how much you polish it. Doesn't matter how much it looks like gold. It's still brass. Gold is just gold. And it will always be gold. And that's the difference between belief and unbelief. If you believe God, that's gold. And it just will shine forth as gold. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do the work. You don't have to polish it. It just is gold. Now, what would you rather have? Would you rather have gold? Or would you rather have something that sort of looks like it but takes a lot of maintenance? Because where you have been living and where you have been walking is the latter. You have accepted the brass as sufficient, and you work like hell to keep it looking pretty. It's still brass. And it's never going to be gold. Never ever is it going to be gold. It's quite literally, there's two things on the table. Which are you going to pick up? You're going to pick up the gold? Or are you going to pick up the brass? If you pick up the gold, that's the right choice. It's absolutely the right choice. It's funny, we've had so many sermons, not funny, it's cool, I'll say. It's pretty awesome that we've had so many people this morning talk about believing God. That's certainly where I was as I was seeking the Lord on what to talk about today. I want to go back to one other scripture. What time we got? Oh, we got plenty of time. I want to go back to Romans 4. Because that's where I was again this morning. I had two scriptures. It was Romans 10 and Romans 4. I know Sue talked a little bit about it, but I want to go back to verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham did what? Believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now I want to challenge you and find where it says anywhere that they believe and did something. That there was something they had to add to the belief. Not believe in, I'm talking about believing on, believing God. See, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. It also says it was imputed unto him for righteousness. It was that belief against everything that says otherwise. It's believing that God was able to accomplish that which he started. It was believing that God was able to fulfill his promise, even though all natural means of doing so seemed to be exhausted. It was just plain and simple, believe God. Elijah believed God, changed the course of the nation. God, you know the thing you said, Sue, about God being a respecter of persons? He's not. I understand that. But people thinking it. And whether they would voice that or not, what they believe, how they talk, what they think, certainly points to that belief in their heart. I'll ask you, is God a respecter of persons? No. So I challenge you. I challenge you. Believe God. Believe God. Don't try and add anything to it. And if you don't know how to do that, well, then you have an example of a guy that even Sue read about. Lord, help my unbelief. I don't know how to do it, God. I don't know. Okay. That's a good place to start. Get honest with God. And this isn't, don't get honest between you and somebody else. You get honest between you and God. Get honest with him. Get real with him. And then receive the correction. Receive the counsel. Receive the word that he gives you. And guess what? You will get free. You will transition from believing in to believing on. You will do it. Will it happen instantly? Oh, I pray it would. Is it going to take work? Probably. That's why everything in the Bible talks about some sort of struggle. But it's not a struggle to believe. It's a struggle to continuously put off that unbelief. You have everything you need to do it. You are lacking nothing. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're lacking absolutely nothing. Even the will to do it, he'll give you. There is no excuse to not move forward in the fullness of everything God has for you. It's right there. It's right there. Are you going to pick up the gold? Or are you going to hang on to the brass? It's up to you. I pray you choose the gold. And when your eyes
child. Your grace abounds to me. Create in me a clean.
Thank you for joining us today, and I pray you receive this, all of the messages, as an encouragement to what could be if you choose Jesus and choose to believe and accept the fact that everything that happened from last second past is blotted out and washed away and forgotten the moment you repent. And that there is nothing but good and mighty things in the Lord before every single one of us that will believe. Lord, I just lift all of these messages up to you, Lord, and entreat you for the hearts of those that hear, from my own heart, Lord, that those areas of unbelief be illuminated, that you give us the will and the strength to drive them out, Lord. As you extend yet a little more grace, Lord, and a little more time. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, stay with us here on the Eagle Radio Network for the Texas service coming up in about, what, 7-8 minutes. So thank you guys for joining us, and we will hopefully see you in just a few minutes. May the Lord bless you.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.